At the Capital Area Food Bank in Washington, D.C., volunteers are preparing to distribute 50% more food this month than last, in part to compensate for the recent $5 billion cut to the food stamp program. While increased private donations may help poor families make it through Thanksgiving, Brian Banks, the organization's policy director, says they cannot sustain a major increase in giving over the long term.
The Capital Area Food Bank can't reach enough donations to fulfill that cut. The food banks across the nation can't reach enough donations to fill that cut. What we can do is make sure that we're purchasing food, that we're taking donations, and we're getting out into the community as fast as possible.
The food stamps cut is technically not a cut, but an end to a temporary stimulus increase passed during the economic recession. While the U.S. economy has improved, unemployment is still high, and the number of people receiving food stamps has risen to over 47 million. Still, the U.S. Congress is considering cutting up to $40 billion more in nutrition aid over 10 years to reduce the government deficit. Conservatives like Rachel Sheffield, a policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, say more must be done to reduce fraud and abuse and decrease the growing dependency on government handouts.
It should be reformed to promote work so that able-bodied adults work, prepare for work, or at least look for work in exchange for receiving assistance. That's fair to the taxpayers and is also in the best interest of the recipients.
Advocates for the poor say most people on food stamps do work, but their wages are not enough to provide for their families. The large department store Walmart came under criticism recently for holding a Thanksgiving food donation drive for its own employees in need. Banks says it is not surprising that many working families still need food stamps that are provided under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program called SNAP.
The majority of people that use the SNAP program, they work 9 to 5 every single day. They're working families, they're the working poor, they need help and assistance. This is, for some, this is their last step to getting back on their feet.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you, Lord.
This year, as Americans gather for traditional Thanksgiving feasts, there may be less food on the table for millions of working poor. Brian Padden, VOA News, Washington.